Blog Talk Radio.
Use all of your courage in Jesus to overcome. Believe there is no circumstance that can defeat you in your purpose to accomplish anything in your life. You got to believe it though, brother.
Yeah.
Faith is the substance of things hoped for. You got to believe. Come on.
I walk in authority.
The rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it.
Thank you for listening to the Straightway Truth live stream. We are very happy you found us. It is our pleasure to bring you the truth of Jesus Christ, and we pray you are finding great peace. If you would like to bless this ministry using Cash App, select $ Pastor Dowell. That's $ PastorDowell. If you would prefer PayPal, the email address to use is dowell7000@gmail.com. That's dowell7000@gmail.com. And please select the Friends and Family option. It is also possible to use YouTube's Super Chat. However, only a portion of your donation will be received because 30% is retained in fees. We are very grateful, and we thank each and every one of you for blessing this ministry as it is laid upon your hearts. Shalom. The King is coming.
Shalom, saints. Can you all hear me? If you would, please give me in the chat, give me a 1 being the worst, 10 being the best, please. Hallelujah. I do greet you all tonight. Thank you all for being with me tonight on this broadcast. Bless you all. Can you all hear me, saints? All right. Hallelujah. Sister Brittany says 10. Kurt, bless you. Sister Sheila, bless you. Sister Ziona, I think that's Ziona or Zion. I think that's Sister Ziona, though. I believe it is. Our family for Jesus. Bless you all. Brother Alden, Sister Carrie, Brother Abraham, Brother Fleming, whoever you are. Mr. Servant, bless you all. Thank you all. Hallelujah. Appreciate y'all being here tonight. Those of you that are here and those of you that will be listening later on, bless you all. Hallelujah. I'm your host tonight on the Brother segment, the Straightway Truth Radio broadcast. I'm Deacon Bell, if you don't know me. Hallelujah. All right. Praise y'all. Can I get one of you faithful brothers to put the scriptures in the chat for me tonight? Because my faithful co-host, Brother Ugly, is not here tonight. Bless you, Brother Ugly. Thank you for all that you do. Hallelujah. Oh, no. Hold on, thanks. This thing is, what the heck is it doing? Why are you doing that? All right. There we go. Okay, hallelujah. Hope everyone enjoyed the word yesterday. Y'all was receiving the good word of truth that's coming forth from this ministry. You know, from the shepherd yesterday, preaching to us, ministered us to a very edifying word for our souls, for those who have the ears to hear and the hearts to receive the word. Well, hallelujah. You know, that's what's going to help us grow, saints, is the word. We have to be partakers of that. That's how your spirit is fed. That's how the Most High can impart life to you. You know, what did he do? He made everything. He spoke by his word. When he spoke his word, that made everything happen. You know, brought everything into being. Hallelujah. But you know, y'all's good. Hallelujah. And I tell you, we're in the best ministry in the world, saints. No matter what the adversaries, the naysayers may say, all the enemies, hey, they can just let them go on. Keep doing what they're doing. They keep filling up their cup of iniquity. Most how I deal with them in the end. But you know what? We're going to stay in the land of the living, the land of the righteous. Hallelujah. You know, there's many people who have left this way. You know, like it says over in 1 John. Oh, let's go there. We'll just go there. Hold on. 1 John 2. We'll go to 1 John chapter 2, verses 18 and 19. All right, if one of your brothers can post that in the chat, please. Or whoever has the ability to do it, I'll be grateful. Thank you. I'm going to go ahead and read. Little children, it is the last time, and ye have heard that Antichrist shall come. Even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. 1 John 2:18 and 19. That's where I'm reading from. 1 John chapter 2, verses 18 and 19. Little children, this is the last time as ye have heard that Antichrist shall come. Even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. And of course, they went out from us, but they were not of us. Well, if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us, but they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. All right. Thank you, Brother Alton. Hallelujah. You co-host tonight, my brother. Hallelujah. Now you look at the people that are rising up against the ministry. You know, you got people like Victoria, Mike Fuller, you know, people speaking things. But you know, hey, look. Well, you know what? I'm gonna get to that in a minute, but you know, you got the people that rise up and speak and say the things that they ought not. You know, I'm not so much concerned about them as I am with you people that give them ear, that receive the poison that they're spewing out into your spirit. That's what concerns me. What troubles me, I should say. You know, that spirit that's in them that's seeking to get you. But what, do you have an itching ear that you allow that Antichrist spirit it's bit in your ear to draw you away, to so get caught up in that dissimulation, become a child of disobedience? You know, because the word tells you to obey them that have a rule over you. You know, of course, what Elder Rufus put out on his last blog talk told everybody, hey, look, don't be communicating with these people. You know, don't be friending them on Facebook, follow them on YouTube, whatever avenue there is, you need to cut yourself off from. You know, because they're not in the body no more. They separated themselves. You know, for whatever reason, you know, they got their reason why they did what they did or say what they're saying, but they ain't justified in it. That just shows how full of the devil they are. And now they're just the devil's seeking to use them to draw you, to get you to have an evil eye, because you have an evil ear, an itching ear. Is your ear itching to hear what they got to say? Or are you itching to hear the word of truth that the man of Yah is preaching to us, is giving to us? Hallelujah. Bless you, Brother Willie. Be safe on that boat, my brother. You know, over 1 Corinthians 14:10, it says this. You post that in there, Brother Ugly. 1 Corinthians 14, I mean, Brother Alden. You used to say Brother Ugly. There are, it may be, so many kinds of voices in the world, and none of them is without signification. You know, a lot of voices out there, they're speaking their blasphemies, their accusations. Their fears, their hurts, their bitternesses, their offenses. But you have to be careful that you don't receive. You know, because the communication is a two-way thing. But if you're in receive mode while they're talking, all you're doing is receiving that poison, that taint that they're putting out. Hallelujah. You don't need to be in receive mode for that. I mean, you know, because then you become a partaker of their ungodliness, their wickedness. That's why the Most High, you know, he tells us to separate the evil or put the evil away from among us. That way you don't go back to it. know, getting drawn to it. Hallelujah. But, you know, that pastor gave that analogy about the fly. You know, somebody, you know, if they spill out their crap, are you gonna be a fly for them to go land on that same shit? You know, because they drawn, you know, these crappy people throwing out their crap, and you get caught up in it, you receiving it, you partaking of that same table, you know, you being that fly eating the shit they put out. Now you got that stuff in you. Their offenses, their fears, their hatreds. I mean, that, just, the list goes on and on of their spiritual state. But, you know, but you got to think about it. What's your spiritual state for receiving that? You know, where is your heart? What's it doing to you? You know, you should be thinking that which edifies you, not that which is going to destroy you, poison you, corrupt you. Hallelujah. Okay, let's go to Second Peter chapter 1. And I've gone over this previously, but this is what the Father's going to put in my spirit, so that's the way we're going to go. Second Peter chapter 1, we'll start at verse 1. Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of Yah and of our Savior Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and our Master Jesus Christ. According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Now let's key on that divine nature, being partakers of, that you might be partakers of the divine nature. And of course, you know, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. You know, how do we receive the divine nature? Well, what is that divine nature? You know, to move up, you have to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. You got to be, first of all, you got to start being born again, then receiving the Holy Spirit, you know, getting that divine nature. And you got something within you. But you know, after we've received of the Most High, we have to feed our spirit. Our spirits have to be fed. You know, we should be eating the good word of Yah. Not the things that corrupt and taint and that can pollute our spirit. You know, over in John 3, what did Jesus say? And we all should know this. So we'll just read it. John chapter 3, Brother Alden, let me see. We'll start at verse 5. So he's talking to Nicodemus. Verily, Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of Yah. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto you, you must be born again. You know, the wind blows where it listeth, and thou knowest, hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell where it cometh from and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. But you know, so that's a work of the Holy Spirit. You being born again. You know, coming to the knowledge of the truth, falling on your face, repenting of your sins, calling on the name of Jesus, getting salvation, and then getting baptized in the Holy Spirit, with the evidence of speaking in tongues, which some deny. So that's the entrance of that divine nature into you. But then let's go on. Wait a minute, let me go back. I lost my spot. Hold on 1 second, sorry. And then Jesus tells us this, gives us this instruction. Start at verse 5 again, in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 5. And then he says, and giving this, and besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Master Jesus Christ. For he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he is purged of his old sins. So if you're going around feeding your flesh, doing the things that pertain to the flesh, adding to your faith virtue and knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness, brotherly kindness, and charity, what's going to happen to you? You're going to be barren and unfruitful. You know, when you go out here and listen to this garbage out here, these things that are all this unfruitful knowledge, instead of taking in the, getting the word put in you, letting that get sold into you, the good seed. You know, if the soul goes out to sow. You know, so when the good word is coming around, your bag is closed. But when the trash is out there, your bag is wide open. You receiving that stuff? And how's that going to help you grow? You know, you look at the natural plant. If you give it good water, you know, clean water, fertilize it some, just the things that plant needs to survive, and you put it in some good soil, that thing's going to flourish. But you plant it in some hard, rocky ground, things like that, where the roots can't grow or get any nourishment, it's going to die. And make no mistake. These antichrist spirits are ministering these people out there. They're seeking to kill your spirit, to take away your spiritual life. They're not here to edify you. They're not here to build you up. They're here to take you down to the hole with them, to drag you down. And who wants to be brought down? Who wants their spirit destroyed? I hope you want life. Look, Jesus said, I'm coming that you might have life, and that more abundantly. Hallelujah. So we need to become partakers of the true life. Hallelujah. So as we allow the word to be added to us, it can build us up and help us grow closer to the Most High. You know, good sound word. And of course, you know, along with that word, you know, you will get corrected, you'll get reproved, you'll get rebuked. But also, you know, you get edified too. And so it's a good rounded, you know, a good rounded word for the Most High when he feeds the sheep. Hallelujah. There ain't nothing wrong with that. But when you look, okay, let's go over to Jeremiah 31. Jeremiah 31, we're going to read verse 31 through 33, Brother Alden. Behold, the days come, saith Yahweh, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, which my covenant they break, although I was a husband unto them, saith Yahweh. But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith Yahweh. I will put my law in their inward parts and write it in their hearts, and will be their God, their Elohim, their mighty one, and they shall be my people. You know, what's wrong with that? That's what we need. You know, that with the covenant, with the divine nature being imparted to us, and we become partakers of. You know, we don't need to be taught by those who want to teach us to transgress the covenant of the Most High. Do you think what Pastor preached yesterday, you know, about the law, you know, bringing us back to the Torah? You can't have someone who's going to teach you not to obey Yah and tell you that's the word of Yah. Most High Yah. Sorry, no, that person's a liar. Anyone tell you that you don't need to obey what's written in the scriptures? And the scriptures can't be broken. You know, pastor said that quite a few times. But they're going to teach you to break the commandments, break the laws. Hey, tell you it's okay to eat swine, not keep the Shabbat. You name it, whatever the law says, that they don't want you to do. You know, because that's our people's wisdom. That's our law. So they keep you away from the covenant of the Most High, of our Father, and get us in trouble. Get us in danger with him. And we don't want, we don't want to be transgressing the covenant. And that's why the Father knew that. He wrote that in us, and he gives the Spirit to them to obey him. So he put his law within our hearts. So that should be incentive enough to help us bend our will, bend our hearts to obey him. You know, make sure. I mean, he put that in us. That's his insurance policy to help us obey him. And of course, some strive to grieve the Holy Spirit and disobey. Now, you think about chastisement for a minute. Oh, that paper, let's read that. Hold one second. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 8. Well, y'all can read that. Thanks to me on. That's a continuation of Jeremiah 31. Yes, continuation of that, talking about the law being put in. But let's go to Hebrews chapter 12. We'll start at verse 3. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 3 through 11. And it reads, "For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest you be weary and faint in your minds. Ye have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin, and ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not thou the chastening of Yah, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth." Read for the King James, but I'm saying, so I'm just going to stick with that. "And if ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? But if ye be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are you bastards and not sons. And furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection to the Father of spirits and live? For they verily for a few days chastened us after their own pleasure, but he for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. Now no chastening for the present seems to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them whom are exercised thereby. So let's not despise the Most High's chastisement. And you look at chastisement in the next. And of course, it says our fathers, they did it for their own pleasure. But the Most High Yah does it for our profit. When you look at chastisement in the natural, I have three sons. And I tell them, just receive their chastening, their chastisement. If I want to spank you, give you the rod, you lay here and take it. Because sometimes, some children, some parents don't have control over their children enough where they won't, where the child won't let the father or the mother spank them, whoop them, give them the rod. I don't have that problem with my children. I tell my boys, you lay on this bed, But if I make them lay down, if I just have them stand up or hold onto the table, don't put your hands down, don't let go of the table. When you lay on the bed, don't get up, don't kick, scream, fight against me, because I'm not going to allow you to do it, and I'm not going to put up with that. You're going to receive your chastisement. You're going to receive your punishment, your correction, on your flesh. What's pastor say about that for children? That's the best deliverance for the children. Is the rod. We'll get spirits out of them, give them the rod. And of course, I can command spirits to go into their butt before I start spanking. Administering the rod to them. That way I can get that spirit too. But you know, so as a father or a mother, you should not allow your children to resist you when you're chasing them. But you know, you look at that though, still build the natural, you see that resistance in them to chastisement. Is that showing you your resistance to the father's chastisement? When you're getting chastised by the Most High? Getting corrected? Are your children manifesting your resistance, your rebellion? That enmity you got against the word of Yah? Is it showing up in your seed? For those of you that have children and possibly will at some point in time? You need to pay attention to that. Look at that. Examine that fruit in them and examine your fruit. You know, so what it says in verse 4? You have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. And you have forgotten the situation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when you rebuke of him. Therefore, you see, he chasteneth every son, that for whom the Lord chasteneth. Now verse 6, for whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. And you have to endure chastening. And he's dealing with you as sons. But what son is he whom the father chasteneth not? And of course, we don't want to have that bastard spirit. That bastard spirit is what resists chastening. Or don't even take it. You know, you won't come for judgment. Or if you get judgment in certain situations, you know, you don't obey it, so that's showing you a bastard. So don't become a bastard in spirit. The Most High dealing with you, humble yourself, receive it. As I tell my boys, humble yourself, receive this chastisement. You messed up, you did what you did wrong. So now I'm gonna get you. Or if my wife is chasing the boys, I tell them when I hear them in there spanking, I say hit them again. And then she thought she'll think she's done. No, hit them again, two more times. They ain't done yet. It's also helping her. Not to resist giving them what they need. My wife does a great job. Shy, she does a great job doing that now, getting them online when it comes to receiving their chastisement. You know, now of course you also have to watch your spirit as a father and a mother too when you are ministering chastisement to your children. You know, when you're giving them the rod. Are you doing that out of anger? Is that why they're acting like that? Why they're messed up? Because you chastising them in anger? Do you love your children or do you hate them? Are you mad and frustrated when you're giving them the rod and then you're putting that into them? You got more spirits to deal with. Hallelujah. But let's see the chastening, the correction the Most High gives us, and let's walk in it. Let that shape our path, correct our course. And keep us in the right way too. You know, it's like when correction is given or instructions are given, you know, there shouldn't be any resistance to that. We should just go with it instead of fighting it. It's easier to submit than it is to fight in the right context. It's easier to submit to Yah than to resist him. Let me just say that. Hallelujah. All right, so let's go to Galatians chapter 5. Okay, yeah. Hallelujah. Now, you know, one thing, too, with having the divine nature. Okay, let's go to Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. You know, having the divine nature within us. You know, this is good instruction that Paul gave over here. For those of you that receive him as a true man of Yah, true apostle. You know, there's so many schools of thought out there, which some of you have and some of you don't, concerning Paul and his writings. It reads, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of Yah, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto Yah, which is your reasonable service. and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of Yah. So once you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the new nature, you've been born again, walking in the newness of life. This should be taking place in us. You know, you, me. We should be presenting our bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to the Most High Yah, which is our reasonable service, and not being conformed to this world, but being transformed by the renewing of our mind, that we can prove what is that good and acceptable will of Yah, the perfect will of Yah. Not doing our own will. But even at that, when it comes to chastisement, we have to present our bodies a living sacrifice. Put ourselves in a position where the Father can change us, shape us, mold us, correct our path. And not being conformed to this world, and letting our minds being transformed by renewing in your mind. And you can see it with a lot of people that are falling away. Or that had fallen in transgression, that's because they weren't transformed by the renewal of their mind. What were they taking in? What were they feeding off of? That corrupted their spirit or halted their growth, stunted their growth. You know, or were they just hiding some corruption within them, holding something within them that was able to poison their spirit. They were able to take them down, so to speak, if I can say that. Harden their heart. You know, what's the word say? In the day that you hear his voice, harden not your heart. And many people, when they hear that voice of correction come to them, that heart get hard instantly. I ain't going to take this. I ain't going to listen to that. You know. When the people get when they get judgments placed on them in the, you know, by the ministry, the pastor says, okay, don't come back for 6 months, and then we're gonna gauge to see what we're gonna let you back in. Instead of taking that 6 months time or whatever time you get being set apart from the ministry, from the saints, that's your chastisement. Don't harden your heart. Use that time to get your wicked tail right. That should be your time and space of repentance. Hoping and praying the Most High allow you to come back amongst the body, back amongst the sheep folk. But instead, you allow yourself to get bitter, become angry, then bitter, and everything else. And all the while, justifying your own wicked self. Because of the evil that's within you. Now, instead of getting clean, falling on the rock, and being broken, you want to resist. Have that mindset, well, I don't have to take that. I can go somewhere else. Well, go on with your bad self. Better off without you, especially if you're going to be a wicked devil. But hallelujah. We're not of them that draw back those things. We're going to press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. That's what we're going to do. Hallelujah. Not looking back. Not drawing back to perdition. You have to be careful what you let take hold of your mind, take hold of your spirit. If you look, you look at Proverbs 7. I always like looking at this, Proverbs chapter 7. Let's go there, Brother Alden. Well, I'm going to bounce around here a little bit. It's just a meditation I kind of have sometimes in that chapter. You know, when I read that, I always say, let me go down to verse 6. Say what? No. So we'll start at verse 4. Of course, we can read the whole chapter, saints. The sounds of wisdom, thou art my sister, and call understanding thy kinswoman. That they may keep thee from the strange woman, from the stranger which flattereth with her words. For at the window of my house, I looked through my casement and beheld among the simple ones. I discerned among the youth a young man void of understanding, passing through the street near her corner, and he went the way to her house in the twilight, in the evening, the black dark night. And behold, there met him a woman with an attire of a harlot and subtle of heart. You know, now when I read this, is what I think about how these spirits entice us to bite off on the fruit, or the temptations to go the wrong way. Let's say you just got rebuked. Now somebody's looking out. Let's see what this guy does. Let's see what this sister does. He's got reproved, rebuked, corrected in some kind of way. Now let's see what spirit they cozy up with. Are they going to get in a repentant heart, a humble heart, or are they going to get more arrogant? Are they going to harden themselves, get bitter, get angry, get full of malice? You know, and behold, they met him a woman with the attire of a harlot and subtle of heart. You know, these devils are sly. They're slick. They know how to whisper in your ear. You know, Elder Becker was wrong for chewing you out yesterday. You know, the pastor shouldn't have said that to you. Elder Rufus was just mean to you. Teacher Shane, the teacher Eric, shouldn't have said that to you. Brother Chris at the community shouldn't have rebuked you for leaving the water on the drain and burning the pump up. Now he's just straight up wrong. You know, all the elders, the deacons, teachers, everybody, all the community leaders, they're just wrong, man. They don't understand. You know, spirits are speaking. You know, subtle, they want to gain interest. Seeking to destroy. You know, verse 13. Now she was she called him and kissed him with an impudent face, saying to him, "I have peace also with me. This day I paid my vows. Therefore came I forth to meet thee diligently to seek thy founding." Well, the spirit doesn't agree with you. Hey, look, I was looking for you. I understand what you're dealing with. They are wrong. They shouldn't have talked to you that way. You know, why? Your husband shouldn't have rebuked you for burning dinner or for smacking the son in the mouth when he didn't do nothing. You don't understand. I don't like that. But you don't like that boy. You know, your wife or your daughter got on your nerves and you just want to abuse her. Or a sister in the house pissed you off and you want to hate her in your heart. These spirits come along and justify. You know, I've decked the bed with covers of tapestry, with carved works with fine linen. I've perfumed the bed with aloes and cinnamon. You know, for the good man is not at home. He's going a long journey. Now, right now, the Holy Spirit go. You know, he ain't there to correct you, to help bring you back on the path of righteousness because you pushed him out. But I'm here. Good man, go. Hey, look, come on. Let me come on. You know, come on with me. He's taking a bag of money with him and will come home at the day appointed. You know, with her fair, much fair speech, she caused him to yield, and with the flame of her lips, she forced him. And he goeth after her straightway as the ox goeth to the slaughter or as a fool to the correction of the stocks. So the dart strike through his liver as a bird hasteth to the snare and knoweth not that it's for his life. You know, so he's taking him to death. Let not thine heart decline to her ways. Go not to strain her paths. For she hath cast down many wounded. Yea, many strong men have been slain by her. Her house is the way to hell, going down to the chambers of death. You know, because these spirits, when we allow them to seduce us, get a hold of our minds, help blind our hearts. All the stuff they're telling you, it feels good. It's right. It comforts you because you agree with it. But it's taking you to hell and death. The end is not to give you eternal life, not to bring you up, not to set you free from the captivity that you're in or the spiritual bondage that you're in. You know, if I hate Brother Alden or if I hate Brother Kurt, hate Sister Sheila in my heart, these evil spirits is whispering in my ear that I'm getting comfort in justifying me, that's not going to take me back to repentance. It's not going to make me fall on a rock and be broken, crying out to Yah, Father, forgive me. Help me get my heart right with my brother and sister. You know, I can go to my brother and sister and, you know, tell them, confess my fault to them so that I can be healed. No, I'm just going to stay in that evil way, that way of death. You know, but these spirits are slick. They're cunning. They provide that false comfort. Y'all know what I'm talking about. How many times you get placed to the devil in your heart? But hallelujah. But praise y'all that we do have an advocate that we can go to, Jesus Christ the righteous. All right, let's go to Galatians chapter 5. Okay, provide that false comfort. They feed your feelings. No matter how bad and how wrong they are. Let me show me the right spot here. All right. Galatians chapter 5, we're going to read, start at verse 22. It's the fruit of the Spirit. Plus, when you get time, saints, read that whole chapter in context. Read about the works of the flesh. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such, there is no law. And they that have crucified have crucified the flesh with their affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. But you get that? But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. And the big part, against such there is no law. You see, you're not sinning if you're operating in that. If you're operating in the fruit of the Spirit, there's no law for that. That's because that's something good to do. That's the action of obedience to the Most High. When we get out of that, we're operating in the kingdom of the wicked one. When there are laws for the things that's listed as the works of the flesh, you know, the adultery, the fornication, the uncleanness, there's a payment for sin. Because the wages of sin is death. You want to be separated from the Most High, walking up to the flesh? Well, you won't be able to draw nigh to him. And having his word in your mouth. Being able to walk in be in the comfort of the Holy Spirit. Ruach HaKodesh. Hallelujah. All right, let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 7. Verse 14. Wait a minute. I'm sorry, 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of Yah. No, that's not, of course, it's talking about coming out from among them being separate in the previous chapter. And the Father said, I receive. But, you know, so, but we have to, you know, we got these promises. We got to cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit. You know, don't forget, we are in the deliverance ministry. So you got the things that the filthiness of your flesh and your spirit, there's deliverance here. There's healing and deliverance for that. So if you got a filthy, foul spirit, you need to be cleansed from. Go through the proper steps of repentance. Get yourself back in the standing with Yah. And go on to perfection in the holiness and the fear of Yah. It's not a hard walk, saints. This is not a hard walk. But we're able to do this. We're well able. Well able. We've been well equipped. Most High given with everything that we need to overcome. You know, what can wash away your sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make you whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. And thank y'all for the blood. It never loses its cleansing power. So let's go to the book of Jude, please. You got that, Brother Alden? One of the book of Jude. Oh, hallelujah. All right, let's start at verse 3. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. For there are certain men crept in unawares who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God unto lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ, our Master Jesus Christ. I will therefore put you in remembrance, though you once knew this, that how the Master, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believed not. And the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved an everlasting chains unto darkness unto the judgment of the great day. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Likewise also these filthy dreamers defile the flesh. You know, so you see that they defile the flesh, of course they despise dominion and speak evil of dignity. You know, you get these people out there talking all that crap like Mike Fuller, and Victoria making her videos, and all these other folk out there running their mouth with the voice of blasphemy. Yet Michael, the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses, does not bring against him a railing accusation, but said, the master rebuked thee, Yahweh rebuked thee. But these speak evil of those things which they know not, but what they know naturally is brute beasts, and those things they corrupt themselves. Woe to them, for they have gone in the way of Cain and ran greedily after the error of Balaam for reward, and perished in the gainsaying of Kor. Now these are spots in your feast of charity, when they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear. Clouds they are without water, carried about with wind, trees whose fruit withereth, without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the roots. You know, these people come amongst us in our feast of charity, you know, our fellowships weekly, daily. You know, feed themselves without fear. You know, when you're the wrong spirit, you know, they don't care about what they're doing, what they say. You know, if they're speaking evil of Brother Kurt, Sister Carrie, Brother Travis, yeah, everybody in the chat, they're speaking evil, you know, of you and everybody else, putting their mouth everywhere. You know, why they, you know, sitting in the fellowship. Oh, hey, yeah, brothers, you know about so-and-so, this, just talking crap, feel like they're evil, feeding themselves, well, they got that raunchy spirit on them. Expect everybody to be all buddy-buddy with them while they're wicked as hell. But yet, of course, you know, a lot of folks with them type of spirits think nobody sees them. And then, you know, but their state is this, they're clouds without water, carried about of winds, trees whose fruit withered, you know, at one point in time they're doing great in the spirit. But now their fruit is withered and they're twice dead and plucked up by the roots. You know, they have spiritual death working there. Let's not let that become us, brothers and sisters. You know, that's see the walk in the fear of the Most High. Yeah, that's a lot of what's lacking in this time, in this age today. There's a lot of people have lost the fear of the Most High. You know, they're raging waves of the sea, foaming out their own shame. They see these videos they're making, foaming out their own shame. Wandering stars to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these things, Behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000 of his saints, to execute judgment upon all, to convince all that are ungodly among them that are, man, convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds, which they have ungodly committed, and all their hard speeches, which ungodly sinners have spoken against him, that these are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lusts, and their mouths speak great swelling words, having men's persons in admiration because of advantage. You know, they speak like that, trying to get favor, trying to flatter, using flatteries, and things like that. But, you know, they're complainers and murmurers and complainers, too. You rebuked anybody for murmuring and complaining around you? Have you done that lately? Have you done that lately, Brother Alden? Sister Brittany? Sister Sheila? My favorite for Jesus? You have to blast anybody for murmuring and complaining around you? Bringing a bad spirit? Or saying things they ought not? You know, are you comfortable when they do that? You like hearing that stuff come out of them? I hope not. That should not be once named amongst us. People like that, with that type of spirit, you need to make them be uncomfortable. Come talk to them. Make them find other like spirits that they're comfortable with. But don't let that be you. Don't be a good habitation for the wicked one to spit in your ear with people with their ungodly conversation, running their wicked mouth. Hallelujah. But, you know, the main thing is you don't want to be looking at people in the wrong way, if I can say that too. No. I mean, because people are going to do the things that they do. Well, yeah, it is very vexing, Sister Care. It is very vexing. Because some people have a very vexing spirit about them as well, too. Bring their heaviness along with them. But hallelujah. Hold on, you know what? This is what we got to make sure we're doing. Hold on, we find it. But you, beloved, verse 20. Oh, well, let's go up here. Hold on. Back to verse 17. But, beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Master Jesus Christ, how that they told you there should be mockers in the last time who should walk after their own ungodly lust. These be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of Yah, looking for the mercy of our Master Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And of some, having compassion, making a difference, and others saved with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Yeah, but these people, that they separate themselves from us being sensual. You know, they're walking up to the Antichrist spirit. So I'm not going to fellowship there anymore. And some people got put up because they're just wicked as hell. And other ones, when they don't want to receive the correction, receive judgment, you know, they separate themselves being sensual. Having not the Spirit, of course, they're going to say, well, y'all don't have the Spirit there. No. Or y'all don't have love there. No, you don't. You're not continuing the love of Yah. You're not continuing the grace of Yah. You're not continuing with the Spirit of Yah. Because where Yah's spirit people are, that's where he is. So if you're going to leave his people, leave from the assembly, you've left Yah. You're not justified in that. That's where you're wrong at. You know, of course, it says in verse 23, and others say, with fear, pull them out of the fire, he hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Of course, you know, if somebody's on fire, you're trying to pull them out. You know, you're getting burnt, too, while you pull them out of that fire. So you don't have the potential of getting burnt or injured with that. But they got to receive the lifeline. Hallelujah. But don't remember saints. But don't forget saints. But you keep building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. Make sure you're doing that daily, all the time. Keep the pressure up. You know, because we're coming up on Passover, saints. We need to make sure we are cleansing ourselves, purifying ourselves, hating our garment that's spotted by the flesh, keeping it clean and spotless. Hallelujah. Okay, let's go over to James. No, I'm sorry. Let's go to 1 Peter, chapter 5, verse 6. We'll start with verse 5. First Peter 5. And likewise, ye young, submit yourselves unto the elders. Yea, all of you, be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For Yah resisteth the proud, and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of Yah, that he may exalt you in due time. You know, instead of getting puffed up and proud when you get corrected, get some instruction, just humble yourself. Just humble yourself. And the Most High, he'll exalt you in due time. It ain't hard, folks. It really ain't hard. It's not hard, hard at all, saints. It's not hard at all. We can do this. We can do this. Casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. And remember this warning here. Be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. So don't think he ain't coming, because he is. He's out there. He's looking to take us down at any given time. You're going about speaking, okay, hey, there's a weak one over there. They separate themselves. I can get them now. Or they're thinking this way, feeling this kind of way. That's an entrance for me. But hallelujah, saints, let's stay in the fight. Let's stay in the fight. We're more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, saints, that's all I got for you tonight. We'll stop there. Do appreciate you all being here tonight. Thank you for your time. Do ask that you would remember to keep the man of Yah in prayer, our shepherd, our pastor Dow. Continue to keep him in prayer. During the warfare prayers, you know, binding, loosing, breaking curses, and sending them back. You know, I tell you, with these miles out here that's running, I'm always doing that. Just so the enemies know, you speak against me, my household, whatever, but I do send curses back. Speak against the ministry, against the man of Yah. I'm praying for all everyone in the ministry, all the saints. As much as I can, I go to war. I don't let the enemy be able to run roughshod over us as a people. So, you know, we all got to try to strive to stand in the gap. One of us may miss it. Bless you, Doug. But one of us was missing in one area. Hopefully somebody else is picking it up over here. You guys on the left side. Your sister guys on the right side. Your husband guys on the top. Somebody else guys on the bottom. You know what I mean? We can hold up a good defensive front against the enemy in his attacks. Well, at least we're still waging war instead of always taking the damage. We send them back. We throw firepower back at the enemy. We're not letting them just run roughshod over us. But anyway, saints, I do love you all and bless you all. Thank you for your time tonight. Y'all be encouraged. Stand strong. We can't wait to see you at Passover. Those of you that are going to be coming. And for those of you that can't make it to America, like you saints in Canada, Brother Ugly, Brother Steve, our family for Jesus, all of y'all up there, we wish y'all couldn't make it, but hallelujah. We do love y'all all. Shalom and blessing. And until my next time up, shalom.
I will give you pastors according to mine heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding.